where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Heavy rain in the forecast has prompted the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority to issue a flood outlook. Environment Canada is expecting a low-pressure system to dump as much as 40 millimeters of rain across the region starting tonight into tomorrow. A special weather statement is posted for Sarnia-Lambton. The Conservation Authority doesn't expect significant flooding at this time, but says water levels will likely rise in creeks and streams. Soil is also expected to become saturated, which could contribute to ponding, increased runoff, and seepage issues. We're reminded to avoid watercourses and flooded areas because of slippery banks and cold and fast-moving water. Sarnia Fire and Rescue is issuing an important safety reminder as we prepare to set our clocks ahead 1 hour this weekend. We'll turn them forward at 2 a.m. Sunday. The department uses the switch to daylight saving time to tell everyone about the need to have working smoke alarms. Public Education Officer Mike Otis says when you change your clocks, change the batteries in your alarms.
Unfortunately, most of the really negative outcomes from fires is when people are not working smoke alarms. You really need that early detection to help ensure that you're going to get out safely. Always remember to have a home escape plan for your family as well, with at least two ways out and a safe meeting place outside to call 911.
It is the law for all Ontario homes to have working smoke alarms on every story and outside sleeping areas. CO alarms are required adjacent to each sleeping area if you have a fuel-burning appliance, a fireplace, or an attached garage. Lambton Shores Council has passed a $51 million budget for this year that comes with a tax hike of just over 4%. That amounts to an extra $21 for every $100,000 of residential assessment. Mayor Doug Cook credited staff for their work in putting the document together.
Came in a little higher than what we anticipated it was going to be. But overall, we've been running very conservative budgets in the last number of years. And unfortunately, with inflation and extra cost of doing business, we had to increase our budget this year.
The budget was approved as presented last week after it was amended and updated a couple of times. Stats Canada says the economy added 41,000 jobs in February, following a similar gain in employment the previous month. The agency's labor force survey says the unemployment rate ticked up to 5.8%, hovering around pre-pandemic levels. And over a dozen local craft drink producers will be at Witter Station this weekend for Cheers Fest. It'll be held tomorrow during two different time slots, from noon to 4 p.m., then from 5 to 9 p.m. Spokesperson Shaylin Wagner says drinks can be purchased through tokens that are $2.50 each.
There'll be food available from Witter Station's restaurant, and we have some special circus acrobatic performances from Vertical Air out of London as well. So should be really exciting and lots to do and lots to see at the event.
Tickets are $20 and can be purchased online. Free shuttles are also being provided from select locations in Sarnia-Lambton. Mainly cloudy this afternoon, periods of rain beginning, high of 14, periods of rain tonight, a low of 9. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.